Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we play your voicemails, read your emails, and read your reviews. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I, producer Maria.
We have some new reviews. I am so excited. Here is one from Ratula22. Number one podcast in my book. I wish I never heard this podcast so I could listen for the first time again. Glad
wow.
It took that turn. Yeah, I eagerly await each new episode, mini episode, and mailbag. I am a proud bimbo. Doing this review was easy, but it still took me a year.
Thank you.
So true. Guys, so easy to do a review. Here's another one from Just Saucy. 5 stars, yes. Simply obsessed. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Here's another one. So good, so good. 5 stars from Sarah. This is my favorite podcast ever. Love the research and deep dives. Love the reverence for all things weird and unexplained. Love your humorous takes on everything. Every episode, I am spooked and laughing. Check out the episode where Allie reads Maria's review of that terrible resort in Hawaii. I actually went down a deep well reading all the reviews of that resort afterwards and became somewhat obsessed with it. This is what this podcast will do to you in a good way. Another one, 5 stars from Witchy Bitchy. Love, love, love this podcast. Like a bajillion out of 5 stars. Wow, so many new ones. Then here's another one from Murdy, something new. Been needing something new to listen to after months of podcast binging and been enjoying this one a lot. I love a casual, spooky, lighthearted time.
Ooh. There's one that we got sent via Instagram. This is from Lindsay. It says, Austin Powers voice. Yeah, baby. 5 stars.
Oh, I love Austin Powers voice. I think we have some fun emails too, Melissa.
Oh, do we? There's one from Rosanna. Subject is dolls. She said, I think Melissa is thinking of my twin dolls that don't exist anymore. But I'm actually shocked that y'all aren't more familiar with American Girl dolls. They were huge in the 80s, 90s, as far as I know. Alexa and I are good friends. Shout out, she introduced me to Erios. And during the pandemic, we both kind of dove back into American Girls. And I don't collect or play with the ones I have from childhood, but there are Facebook groups for adult collectors. And you would not believe the drama.
My God.
Majority of them are actually lovely. But a lot of the women in these groups are like outright white supremacists, which is insane because American Girl doll stories are typically fairly left wing. It's so bizarre. There's so much more I want to tell you about the American Girl community. You've barely touched the tip of the iceberg. And if you have an American Girl podcast, you have to invite me and Alex on so we both have so much to say. XOXO Rosie. Oh, no.
Wow.
I mean, to be fair, there's drama in every single Facebook group.
True. That's wild.
This is from Amanda. Hey guys, love the podcast. You've kept me laughing on so many walks with my dog Chandler during the past year.
Oh, that's a good boy.
That's like, Chandler's a good boy. I just listened to an older episode about near-death experiences, as well as a few mailbag call-ins about near-death experiences. I'm not writing because I've had a near-death experience, but because I perked up at the numerous mentions of the tunnel.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know of the tunnel through my experiences with sleep paralysis. I've discussed the tunnel with a couple of my friends that also suffer from sleep paralysis. Basically, you are so deep in that you are almost traveling through this tunnel. It feels like the most welcoming, warm, accepting feeling, but you know it means you're dying. Don't ask me how. We just all agreed. You just know that's what it means.
Oh my gosh.
So if you go through the tunnel, you give into the sleep paralysis and die, essentially. So it doesn't always happen if you can shake it off early. I'm just curious if more people have experienced this. Anyway, thanks for entertaining us. La, la, la.
Maybe during sleep paralysis, that tunnel's leading you to the bowels of hell.
Jesus.
Just saying.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. You never know.
Okay. Well,
just a thought.
Thanks for
just
the email.
Just a comforting thought. Should we get into some of those VMs?
Yes. Here we go.
Hi. This message is for web crawlers. I am Amber. I'm a new listener, somewhat new, although I've been kind of binging your shows lately. I'm from Oregon. I actually grew up in Chico, California, but I just finished the episode about Girl in the Box, about Colleen Stan. And I have
a little tidbit
of info for you. I'm not going to reveal my age, but when I was about 12 years old, I lived in Paradise, California. I had a counselor. I had some trouble growing up, and I was in some therapy. And that counselor was actually Janice. I will omit her last name, although I honestly don't believe that she deserves any kind of anonymity. but, yeah, at the time, I had no idea. In fact, I remember the day that I found out that she was the same Janice. It was... we were reading Girl in the Box, actually, in one of my high school classes, and I was like, oh my God, this lady is literally a children's counselor, a youth therapist.
Yeah.
Like, what right does she have? So, yeah, that's just, you know, a little bit of info. I mean, she wasn't super weird at all. I do not think she should be working with youth whatsoever. But yeah, it's just, you know, some interesting stuff. And I love your show. I'm excited to keep listening. Honk, honk. All right, bye.
Oh my God. So for those who don't remember, we did Colleen Stan, the girl in the box. She was kept, like, kidnapped as a kid, was kept in this box, in this, like, underground dungeon that this couple built.
I don't think she was a kid. I think she was an adult and, like, a sex slave.
Oh, right, because she had...
She was, like, having an affair with a husband, and she was, like, being raped, or not an affair, but she was, like, being raped, and, like, the wife was complicit, and the wife was Janice, who was this child counselor.
Who is currently, I believe, a counselor, and was this... Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Whoa.
I found her name, like, her maiden name. I was like, oh, my God, she's a counselor? Okay, next message.
Hi, I'm calling for web crawlers, and I'm going to yell... Because I'm driving home from my second COVID vaccine because I'm a bimbo who hates the pandemic.
And yes, we get
it. To Denver, Colorado. My mom just hung up on me, so I figured I'd call you guys now. But I was listening to a mailbag episode, and you guys mentioned someone telling a story of how they were kidnapped. And while I have not successfully been kidnapped, I thought I would share the story with you of how someone tried to kidnap me once. So when I was 16 years old, I lived in the Houston area, and I went to this mall in North Houston. It was a really fancy schmancy area. Ooh, there's an accident.
Be careful.
I went to get a haircut or something, right? And there's a little smoothie shop near the exit of the mall that I was going to, and I love a smoothie, so I figured I'd go get a smoothie. And my mom has always taught me to be very aware, so when I was getting my smoothie, I noticed that there was this man who kind of veered off from his path of walking to get behind me in the smoothie line, and I was like, okay, gonna make a little note of that and gonna carry on. So I got my smoothie, then he got to the front of the line to get his smoothie, and then didn't order a smoothie. And then followed me through the Dillard's. So I knew something was up with with a lisp. It's
Mare of Easttown.
He did not previously have a lisp.
Oh,
so I started walking my toward my exit and then realized I should probably walk to a different exit so that he wouldn't know where I was, or where my car was at least.
Yeah.
So I get to our exit and stops there too, and he starts acting like he has a disability. And he starts speaking to me and saying, oh, let me walk you to your car, let me walk you to your car, and just being real goofy and weird. And I was like, no, that's okay. I'm waiting for a friend. And so he's talking to me, and then he just cuts the crap and super serious and says, I'm walking you to your car now. So I did what my mommy taught me to do, and I screamed in the middle of Dillard. And he ran out to the parking lot to get away from me so that he wouldn't get caught, and got into this old station wagon, just ripped out of there. So he actually was parked at that exit. But I was not comfortable with him trying to do that.
Oh my
especially
God.
When he dropped the disabled act, I knew something was up.
That's
so
up.
At that point, I ran and got a female employee to walk me to my car, and that was it. So that's my story.
Voicemail ends.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ, that's so scary.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Horrible.
Like pretending to limp, like.
Oh, so creepy.
Thank God. Good job
so sorry
screaming.
That happened to
That's
you.
What you should do.
Yeah,
if
seriously.
You're in a public place, scream.
Just scream no matter what.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know what? We've taught you guys what to do, and it's to
yeah,
say,
you know what
excuse
to
me, sir. You're following the chief of police around this Dillard's.
And I'm already dead.
And then you yes, I pee your pants.
No, you poop.
Poop your pants.
Either. You do whatever you're dead. Feeling at the time.
Okay, next message.
Hey, web crawlers. This is Amber Leah from Oregon again. I called earlier today, so I am not even ashamed to say that I am binging shows at this point. I just watched or listened. God, why did I say watched? I listened to the show about Ouija boards, and it totally just brought up something that I thought you guys might find interesting. I don't know if you guys have heard or maybe even done a show about it yet, but the Keddie murders out of Keddie, California,
Keddie?
I think they happened in 81, maybe 82.
No.
I'm not positive on that. But anyway, they were murders. It's a quadruple homicide for the Sharp family that happened in Keddie, California. It's still unsolved.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Well, anyway, my family owns Keddie Resort. And has owned it since the time of the murders. And I used to go visit my cousin Ashley in the summertime. Well, we decided one day that a Ouija board would be fun to use, which was totally stupid. And we set it up, got everything ready to go. As we were using it, I could, you know, I was young. I was like 11, thinking that she was moving it. And then it spelled out get out, and then literally a chair scooched across the room,
uh-huh.
And it was the scariest
Stop.
Feeling like
no.
of my entire life. Like literally, I could still feel it. And I, yeah, like I'm getting goosebumps even thinking about it right now. But I don't mess with Ouija boards. Ever since then, like we closed it out. I think she did end up burying that board, which we were taught is what you do with them. But good Lord, I will never touch another Ouija board. Anyway,
well,
I hope you guys have a great day. I love your show. All right, you're beautiful. Stay beautiful.
Wow, Keddie
that is
murders.
So
I've
scary.
I've never heard of that.
We should. That reminded me. We should have another séance with John Tenney.
We
yeah,
should.
We should. So it's so much fun.
So fun.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. I was just listening to a mailbag episode where someone called in talking about a reoccurring dream she has where she's like driving crazy. And then Melissa was talking about screaming in her sleep and her husband having to wake her up. And it reminded me of something that happened to me recently because I moved into a studio apartment, which means that my bedroom is also a closet. And I've been having really weird dreams ever since. And one of them, I was driving and I drove off a cliff and was like free falling. And I woke myself up because I was screaming, I don't want to die, like very, very loudly.
Oh my God.
And it woke me up. I really hope my neighbors didn't hear me because that would be like so terrifying to hear at like 3 a.m. Also, I'm an adult sleepwalker. So I always have to make sure my deadbolt is like locked when I go to bed because I have walked out of my apartment multiple times and then like come to in the hallway or worse, fully outside without my keys.
Oh my god, it's a really bad
way to wake up.
Oh, that's terrible.
Especially if you have to pee. And also one time I was staying with this woman and in my sleep I accidentally stole this like little soap dish from her bathroom and she confronted me about it the next day and I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like I didn't take anything. And then when I went to bed that night, I found it under my blanket.
Oh, anyway, hope
you guys are doing well. Talk to you later. Bye.
Wow, she's a sleep thief.
That's so crazy. You know, that used to happen to like, or it probably still does happen to people who take Ambien.
Oh, yeah.
It's so scary.
Yeah, just like they like take down loaves of bread or like go driving. It's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dangerous That's stuff. Terrifying. Sleeping's dangerous, man.
Sleeping is dangerous. Is. That's why I don't do it.
Yeah, seriously.
I haven't slept in years. You should only do it
during the day.
Exactly.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers.
Wow.
Oh, no, can you try and plan that? Because I did plan that, but I'm half a bottle of wine deep, so I don't care. Sometimes in life, you know, sometimes it's lame to try too hard, you know, and we're all like trying to act like we're not trying too hard. But sometimes it's nice. It shows effort. And it shows that you care, and I care. Anyway, this is Hillary. I have called before, but I didn't say my name. Anyway, I'm just calling because it's the night before my 29th birthday, April 16th, which means also happy almost birthday, Melissa, because I know your birthday is the day after mine, I think. Uh-huh. And I've been drinking, and I was just, like, painting my toenails, minding my business, listening to the podcast, and then I heard this voicemail I left a few weeks ago, and I got, like, really excited and accidentally put toenail polish on my foot. that was great. But I've been planning on leaving another voicemail because I actually thought that one was kind of lame, so I'm honored that you listened to it. Just because... So I'm the girl who tweeted at Allie about my Furby talking without the batteries in it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I was so excited, like, that it was on the podcast and everything, but also it made me laugh because, like, seriously, I started following Ali and Melissa. Maria, if you're on Twitter and I don't know, I'm so sorry. I looked for you. You're elusive. I started following you guys, and like, Ali, now you're like at the top of my feed, like, all the time. I'm like fucking obsessed with you. I want to be you when I grow up, which, like,
hell yeah.
I'm 29, so I guess I am grown up. So I guess I just want to be you. But that's like the first few girls that I've like replied to, but it, like, literally I see all of them. Like, sometimes I'm the first, like I feel like so creepy. And I always want to reply, but I don't want to be a reply guy, you know? Cause like I have a lot of reply guys that just like literally reply to everything. But like, I'm like in my head, I'm an Ally reply guy, but I'm just happy that the one tweet that I did reply to was like a part of the podcast because I think you ladies are great. So, ringing in my birthday with you guys. Hope that's cool. Love you. Lilas. I'm going to go drink my wine. Okay, bye. Oh, shout out to my friend Katie who turned me on to the podcast because I love her too. Okay, bye.
Shout out Katie. Aww.
That's lovely.
That's nice.
How nice.
Hi, this is Hillary. I just called. I'm drunk. It's almost my birthday, 29. But I just wanted to make a quick correction because I said that I didn't follow Maria on Twitter, and then I just got on Twitter and realized I do follow Maria. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
You're beautiful. You're wonderful. You are the reason that my friend Katie, who I just shouted out, told me to listen to the podcast because she thinks you're so funny. You just don't tweet as much as Ali, and so you're not on my feed a lot, and so I thought I wasn't following you. Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye. Maria never tweets.
That's good to know. Yeah, no.
She tweets asking for recipes. Like once a month.
That's right. I hashtag recipes.
Once a month.
Oh my God, I hate your hashtag recipe for a quiche. Or what was that weird ass tweet that you did that you thought was so funny, and it like literally
Luke Skywalker. It was like Duke Groundrunner.
Oh my God.
So funny. That was like my favorite tweet ever.
Yes, but it took me literally like 2 weeks to get it. Like I was like, oh, okay, like Duke rhymes with Luke and then Skywalker, ground runner. Like I just didn't get it. So I got increasingly frustrated.
Well, that's what a good tweet does. It makes you think and think and think.
I did. It did make me think about our friendship. Okay, next.
Next.
Hi, this is Anne, and this is a message for web crawlers.
Hi.
I hope you can't hear the traffic. I'm outside walking a dog. I just wanted to call and talk about manifesting and things that I've manifested recently.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a be careful what you wish for story because my first thing that I manifested was I was talking to one of my friends who for privacy shall not be named, and she was telling about like how her ex-boyfriend had like a pee fetish and she tried it out with him once in a bathtub. And they like peed on each other and she was like, it was not for me, never did it again. And I was like, wow, good for you for trying. And we like talked about fetishes and stuff and gross stuff that we would never do. And then we're like, okay, good talk. Goodbye. I go home and I'm like in my bathroom, my toilet's clogged. I start plunging. Then I open my shower curtain. My bathtub is filled with piss and shit. And I was like, I hate this. I think I manifested this. Or my friend did. So then we had to call the plumber and like do this emergency plumbing situation. And I had to stay up till like 3 a.m. dealing with it. And it was such a nightmare. And I was like, oh my God, why did we have that conversation? We did not mean to do that. But then because I had to stay up really late, the next day I woke up and I had a really full day at work and I walked dogs for a living and like people can cancel their dog walks the day of and then I still get like paid half of what I would normally get paid.
Hell yeah.
So I wake up and I'm like really tired. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so tired. I don't want to walk a bunch of dogs. I hope somebody cancels. And then 3 dogs canceled that day. So I had like an extra hour and a half for lunch. And I was like, wow, this is incredible. Dude, I'm so glad I manifested that one. So
not the pain,
I guess it's a cautionary tale. Don't manifest shit and piss in your bathtub do manifest an extra long lunch break. That's all I had to say. Okay, goodbye.
Wow. Bye. Oh my God, that's so crazy.
God, what a nightmare.
That's so fucking insane.
That's so gross. Okay, next.
Hi, so my name is Andrea. Oh, this is for the web crawler, sorry. My name is Andrea. I've literally been listening to the podcast since the beginning of time, really since the first episode. I don't know how I even found you guys, but I'm obsessed, and I feel like you're all my best friends, and I love you. But the reason I'm calling is I heard one of your most recent mailbag episode, and one of the callers was talking about just her experience with sleep paralysis and asking if anyone knew how to help. And I used to have really, really bad sleep paralysis to the point where even if I was like falling asleep in a car, I would have sleep paralysis. It was really weird. And just like night terrors in general, it was very horrible and traumatic. But I read somewhere that if you sleep on your stomach and not on your back, it really helps. So I started doing that, and my sleep paralysis literally went away. So I just wanted to share that information because I know it's horrifying to have sleep paralysis. And anytime I hear anyone talk about sleep paralysis, I tell them my secret and how it actually works. But yeah, I hope that helps anyone. And sleeping on your back is kind of creepy anyway, because you kind of look like you're dead. But I hope that helps. And again, I love you guys. Thank you so much for everything you do. I love your podcast. Bye.
Interesting. I wonder what that is.
I don't know, but that's so, I wonder how you make, you like ensure that for your whole night.
Huh. Strap yourself down.
Strap yourself down.
That's interesting.
That's crazy.
Okay. We got two voicemails left.
Hello. This message is for the web crawlers. This is Laura. It's my first time calling into any show.
Wow.
And also by extension, the first time calling into web crawlers. So hello.
Welcome.
Hey, I found you guys when I stumbled upon your Lilydale episode. Ooh. Low-key, obsessed, and I've listened to everything. But I wanted to tell you, last year, I made like a random like road trip up to Lilydale, just looking for like a panini excursion. I needed to get out, and everything's like kind of like outdoorsy up there, and I didn't have any expectations, but had the craziest experience.
Ooh.
So I got a reading. So did my husband, and they were scarily accurate. Things that like I didn't know, but then independently verified with like family members to be true. And then just like because of that experience, went back two more times and like brought like friends with me and even my grandma at one point on a little like impromptu road trip. Super awkward. Never did this before, but just wanted to share. Love your podcast. Love the Lilydale episode, and just keep doing what you're doing. All right, bye.
Wow.
Wow.
That sounds fun.
Still need to go to Lilydale.
Yeah. Make that. Okay, last voicemail of the day.
Hi, this message is for web crawlers. This is Annie, a.k.a. the Yarner. I'm working in my studio today, and sometimes when I'm working, I'll scroll through random podcasts and just put on a random episode and let it play. So I was listening to really old episodes of Web Crawlers today and listened to one where Allie, you were talking about how you went to Hawaii and bought these weird tarot cards called like Gypsy Witch cards.
Oh my God. Yeah. That girl told me to burn them.
And then somebody messaged you on Instagram saying that she like had a dream where she had to tell you to destroy the cards, to like burn them and then bury the ashes.
Yeah, which I never did.
Which I don't think you ended up doing, but anyway, she said that you had to do it before 2020. This is an episode from 2019.
Oh my God, I caused the coronavirus.
So Allie, I think you might have caused the pandemic by not burning the cards.
You're saying everything before kind of she crazy. Says it.
This is it's obvious anyways, where she's going.
You mentioned the Gypsy Witch cards, and I was like, that sounds really familiar. And then I went and looked in like the drawer where I keep like games and cards and things. And I actually have the set that my friend gave me a couple years ago.
Uh-oh.
So maybe I caused the pandemic because I didn't destroy the cards.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Just kidding.
What's so bad about that?
It was weird and funny. Anyways, love you. Bye.
Well, why are they so bad?
I think what it was, I don't remember what she said. I was going to like say something out of my ass, but to be honest, I don't fully. I think she just said that they had bad vibes, but I don't. Yeah,
something like
I'll have to go. I have to try to find the, I don't even remember what the girl's name is, so I can't look back at the DM right now. I'll circle back and I'll say what it was that she was so negative about it. Because yeah, she said that they're like evil.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. You caused the pandemic. So
I mean, like maybe honestly I did. She was like, you need to do it by this date or something bad's going to happen. And then I didn't do it. And then we all got stuck inside for a year. And God knows I'm the creator of the universe. So anyways, I do think I control the weather. Anyways, guys, that's it for today. Please keep calling. Please keep emailing. Please keep reading those, writing those reviews. We really appreciate it. Join our Patreon. I am Allie, cause the pandemic Siegel.
I am Melissa. Stetton. Oh, okay. And I'm producer Maria. Let's go, baby Blasucci.
Why not? Okay, all right. Great. Bye, guys.
Bye.
An Elio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.